106.3 The Fox. It is the Big Kahuna. We have an in-studio guest with us. Michelle Rumschlag is in, and Michelle is with the Hancock Park District in to talk about events happening in the month of August now that we're getting the results. Normally, when I think of August, I always think that's the hottest month of the summer, but hasn't been that case this year. Gosh, holy cow.
If it is compared to what we've had.
Although, I will say this much. I don't know. Maybe you can talk to this more than I can. We have gotten rain at the right times, and so there's not a lot of browning. I mean, there is some, but what about in the forest or in the trees?
Right. We haven't had that real long, and maybe a little bit in July there for a while, which is good. I mean, you want that kind of consistent.
And it works for everything because it also works not only for the plants, they don't look dried up and dead. Right. And then the animals also enjoy the fresher.
Yes. We can tone down the humidity a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good point. Now, if you are kind of not into the whole heat and sweat everywhere thing, you guys do have some activities that take place inside throughout the month as well.
Right. We do have some things inside. Coming up this weekend, we've been having our Richard Doc Phillips, the Discovery Center, open on some Saturdays. So we do our Sunday open houses that have specific themes, but we've been having it open on certain Saturdays for people, again, that are just walking in the parks, maybe fishing and stuff, and want to pop inside the building. So again, air conditioned inside the Discovery Center. So want to come beat the heat. These run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm actually going to be out there this weekend, and we always have an activity. So if you want to make slime, I'll be having the ingredients to do that from 10:30 to 12. That'll be inside of the Discovery Center.
There are people that the heat does not bother. And in fact, they like to get out in that kind of heat. And I'm sure you've got trails that you can do on your own, but you've got outdoor things that people can take advantage of.
We actually have a float coming up to highlight the animals that live along the Blanchard River. So that's taking place on Thursday, August 14th. Course meeting at Zonta Landing there at Riverside Park. Float's going to take place from 6 to 8 p.m. And this is for our adults, so you need to be 16 and up to register for that. There is a cost. It's going to be $15 per person, and we just need you to register by that afternoon. So this is going to be your single kayak, starting at Zonta Landing, going upriver, past East Point, which is behind Brinkman's there, coming back, and then just seeing what wildlife is on the water. So you've got great blue herons. You can see osprey, bald eagles, of course, turtles, water snakes. Get on Hancock Parks, go to the calendar. There'll be a link to get to the registration part.
We're talking with Michelle Rumschlag from the Hancock Park District. Lisenberg Farm, of course, one of the showcases for the park district. And you've got activities going there throughout the month as well.
We do. We have our monthly open houses. So that's taking place on Sunday, August 10th. And it's corn cooking. Of course, corn would have been a staple food for pioneers. They could have eaten it fresh. They would have dried it. They would have ground it up. Then you get your cornmeal to make your biscuits, your muffins, your Johnny cakes. That's like a pancake. But instead of using like regular flour, you're using the cornmeal, maple syrup, and butter on it. And it all tastes delicious.
Yeah. Let's do a couple for the kids because I always like to, you know, for parents, if they want to get their kids involved.
So if you're outside at all, you're hearing the noise of cicadas,
right?
So those are those insects that make that great noise and come out of the earth after staying underground for 1 to 17 years, which is kind of insane to have that long larva period. But we've got a program on the cicadas on Tuesday, August 19th. This is going to take place at Riverbend Recreation Area there by Shelter 3, which is in the Big Oaks Activity Area at 2 o'clock. And so this is for ages 6 and up. So a little bit older kid that will understand. Adults can come too. So learning about what they look like, of course, the shells that everybody finds on the trees, how they're making those loud noises, which is interesting and stuff. And then going to take a hike to look for them in the park.
Speaking of loud noises, I am the cicada of radio. I don't know, a lot of people don't know that. It's on my business card. So, all right, how about one more thing for the kids?
So we have our annual American Girl Tea coming up later in the month on Saturday, August 23rd. This takes place at Litzenberg Memorial Woods on our activity barn. And this is for kids ages 7 to 12 with an adult. We highlight the different historical dolls that have come out. So this year we're highlighting Kit Kedridge. So she's the doll of 1934. So the food will be learning, the kids will learn how to make mini hot dogs, hard-boiled eggs, ginger snap cookies. So things that would have been during that time period, activities, there's a scavenger hunt. So everything related to Kit and her theme. We're just going to have a morning tea starting at 10 a.m. And you do need to register. It's $15 per child. And we do need you to register by 1 o'clock the Friday before. We're already half full.
We're talking with Michelle Rumschlag from the Hancock Park District. All of this information available online. You can go online. You can also call if you've got questions. What's the best way to find that stuff out?
So hancockparks.com is the website. So that has program information. You can also check about Parks Facilities Reserve. We do have a Facebook page, Hancock Park District. Again, when these programs are happening, we get reminders about that going on, other things that are happening in the park, so it's not just programs. If you do want to call, we are there 8 to 4:30 weekdays, except for holidays, and that is 425-7275. Or if you even want to stop by, we're on East Main Cross. Stop by and register for a program or get more information.
All right, Michelle, stay cool in the upcoming month, and we'll chat with you when we're getting closer to September and what will be hopefully cooler and fall-like weather.
Sounds good.